this is, I'm not quite sure, you know, if I can follow that. I was also asked by Dori, and I said yes, and then I thought afterwards, what have I done? So this is a big question, who is God? But maybe I can start with when I was 11 years old, I would sort of go into the woods with a lot of books, and the title was, Who is God? So I had maybe 10 books or something like that, and I would spend a whole afternoon to read those books. And one quote stayed with me, you cannot touch God more than a dragonfly can touch the water without drowning. And I think it's a big topic, so I'll just I'll make a few points that I've been also reading Karen Armstrong, sort of different books of hers. So some of the I will reference that a little bit. But this question about who is God cannot be answered in 5 minutes. Or maybe for a whole lifetime. I think it's the biggest question probably for humankind. So my next point is that it's something bigger that has regenerative power and renews itself invisible. An invisible force. God is an invisible force within us and in the world. And I regularly used to, before the COVID, go to a monastery every second month to just be quiet and to be with that question also. And I remember seeing a quote in the kitchen that said, go and find God in nature. Sometimes it's easier than finding it in the Bible. So for me, God is a journey, a movement towards becoming whole, and to tend to the God-like nature that we often hear about. You have God, we have God in ourselves. And it's a desire to cultivate, and I like the word cultivate, I looked it up, to cultivate the transcendent, which is God, which is something beyond our imagination, even beyond everything. When you look up cultivate, the explanation is prepare and use, grow and acquire, or befriend. So when I come back to the journey, it's to befriend God in us and in our world. There is many cultures have this idea of lost paradise, not only Christianity. And the idea is there must have been a time when people enjoyed a greater share in the fullness of being, a wish to live more intensely. So there's always this something, some that we cannot explain, but that we are drawn to. And I talked also to Michael, my husband, and he said, well, you know, it's a compass. It's like when you are in the ocean, on the ocean, the sailors used to look at the North Star as a compass. God is like a compass, so it's a kind of direction for life, to love God with all your heart, which of course implies that you are beginning to develop over your life a sense of God. Who is God? And first command, in the Bible is to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Which means that you have to get to know God, because you cannot love something that you don't know at all. Again, it comes back to the journey. Also to love your neighbor as yourself, which implies that you have to begin to learn to love yourself, or to get to know yourself and appreciate yourself. Because without that, it's very, very hard, maybe impossible, to reach out to a neighbor or to understand the love of God. So, I don't know where it's in the Bible, but it basically it says, love is God. You can turn it around. God is love, but it means that we are precious, we are loved by God, and our journey has to do with trying to develop that love inside and outside. So that's what I found. Thank you.
Well.